We have consent items.
Today we have two consent items on your agenda. These are projects that represent after-the-fact, actually approved, will be for after-the-fact approval. They are violations. They were constructed without the benefit of permit. In this case, the first item is 3A. Frank Hunley and Pat Lewis are requesting after-the-fact authorization to retain an uncovered four-pile boat lift, which was constructed without the benefit of a permit at their joint-use pier on Woolridge Cove, adjacent to their properties at 7 Woolridge Cove and 17 Woolridge Cove in Middlesex County. In this case, because it is a joint-use pier, it doesn't enjoy the statutory authorization for piers in the code that would normally apply to private residential use, and so permits were required. In this case, Mr. Hunley wanted to build a boat lift there. He contracted with Mr. Callis, a marine contractor in the area, and they constructed the boat lift without permits. We had received an application without them asking us about this, asking for permission to build the, or a permit to build the structure. When we inspected it, it was already there. Mr. Hunley just bought the house recently, and Mr. Callis indicated there was some confusion on their end about the need for permits. But in this case, the bottom line is that they both have agreed to a $600 civil charge. We think in this instance the contractor has some responsibility in this situation as well as the homeowner. They have agreed to the $600 civil charge in lieu of further enforcement action, and we would recommend that the commission accept that offer and not take any further, pursue any further legal action.
Can you tell me the timing upon which this boat lift went in?
I do not know that information. I'll see if Jay Woodward is.
Mr. Woodward?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
We received the application in the middle of July, 7/18. I didn't get up to inspect it until about a month later, so I honestly can't tell you. Mr. Hunley, while he just purchased that particular house, he had been living in Tennessee, somewhat of an absentee property owner, and I'd worked with Mr. Lewis previously on a boat lift as well, and he's actually waiting on his permit, so Mr. Lewis knew permit was required. Mr. Hunley was unaware, but I honestly don't know when it went in.
So it went in sometime after July 18th, one could presume?
I don't know that.
Okay. In other words, it may have been in before the permit request came in.
Well, starts getting warm. You need a boat lift, I presume.
Questions of Mr. Watkins? Is Mr. Hunley or Mr. Lewis here? Seeing none, the matter's before the commission. Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, move approval of item 3A.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item, 3B.
Next item.
Vincent Radley.
Mr. Radley. In this case, he's requesting after-the-fact authorization to retain an 18-foot-long, 33-foot-wide covered marginal wharf adjacent to his property at 6476 Fairview Drive, situated along Pansy Creek in King George County. In this situation, we had received an application from Mr. Radley for some breakwater projects on the Potomac River. His property borders Potomac, and the small creek meanders from the river back behind his property. And at that time, realized there was this second pier on the interior creek at his property. Apparently, there had been a small pier there in the past, but he directed that it or enlarged it to what is being requested for here in the after-the-fact permit. It's not unusual for us to permit second piers on private properties where they front on big water and small water, and that would be the case in this situation. But Mr. Radley apparently was unaware that permits were required for the second pier, apparently directed that it be built, but now understands that permits were required since it does require authorization from the agency as a second structure. So in light of that, staff asked if he would accept a civil charge of $600 in lieu of further enforcement action. He has agreed to that, and that would be our recommendation. that the $600 civil charge be assessed in lieu of further enforcement action, and in this case also along with a $75 permit fee, which is triple the normal amount.
Questions? Mr. Schick.
Was the previous pier also covered?
That was authorized. It was in the Potomac River, and that was authorized either as a private pier or permitted. Yes.
Further questions? Tony, I know we want to work with these folks, but I'm getting a sense of a little bit of a better to ask for forgiveness and pay the civil charge. I'm a little concerned with the way it's going. And I know what the intent is, and y'all are in a better position. I just leave that out there for what it's worth. They do give me a little bit of heartburn.
I understand.
For what it's worth.
I guess in response.
Please.
The only option to maybe get out the to suggest to folks that it's more of a penalty than it is revisit the civil charge matrix at some point. And maybe
a good time.
Good idea.
Okay. Item 3B is before the commission. Mr. Tankard.
Move to approve 3B.
Second to the motion. Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Tony.